Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak here. This is a joint work with Rong Livne and Noriko Yui. And Noriko already gave several lectures last week about some of and discussed also some of our results. And then so she basically mentioned about modularity. And so what I'm going to do now is to fill in some details. And she didn't really talk about some geometry on K3 surfaces. And so I just try to give some details and of what Noriko really didn't do much. So as Noriko mentioned that our motivation here is to consider some arithmetic of Calabi-Yau threefolds defined by Voisin and Bossier. First, we take some elliptic curve E and with obvious involution iota, and then take a K3 surface S with the involution sigma, and take a product of E and S, and then divide it out by iota cross sigma, and then they have lots of singularities, well, not many, but they have singularities, and to resolve, by resolving singularities, we get the Calabi-Yau threefold, like that. And then there is a mirror symmetry among these Calabi-Yau threefolds. And we try to use or understand some arithmetic properties of these Calabi-Yau threefolds. That's our goal. And then one thing is we can do is the modularity question. That's what Noriko already mentioned a little bit. And then, and also we can discuss some mirror symmetry from more arithmetic viewpoint. That means that to compare two K3 surfaces which interchange Nikulin's invariants, so R interchanging R A delta with 20 minus R A delta. So then we can define some mirror symmetry on K3 surfaces, and that will be carried on to Calabi-Yau threefolds. That's Noriko mentioned a little bit. So I'm not going to go to the, into the detail of Calabi-Yau threefolds. I'll be discussing more on K3 surfaces, and then to do arithmetic, and we actually want as many explicit examples as possible of K3 surfaces with non-symplectic involution sigma, and possibly or have to be defined over Q or over number fields. Otherwise, if it's defined over C and we don't know how to handle them, and we don't know really how to discuss arithmetic questions for them. So what we want is that just a real examples. Sorry about that. I don't know how to. Anyway, just forget about the first screen, and then go to the second one, and then just briefly go through the Nikulin's invariants, which already Noriko already mentioned. But so Nikulin used a triple, R A delta, to classify K3 surfaces over C with involution. So let S be a K3 surface over some algebraically closed field K, possibly of a C, with the involution sigma, which sends W, which is any element of H220, to minus of it. And peak S denotes Picard group of S, and R is the rank of Picard group of S fixed by sigma. And A is a non-negative integer such that having this property. So it's a number of copies of Z over 2Z, and when you compute the Picard group, peak S sigma, the dual of it, and then divide it out by peak S to the sigma. And delta is a number taking values either 0 or 1, and it takes value 0 if the fixed locus S sigma is 2 divisible in as a divisor in Picard group of S. And otherwise, it because it's just one. So majority would be just one, but sometimes delta is zero. So this is the triangle, and for Nikulin's invariant, there are 35 possible triples, and here that solid circle indicates that the delta is one, and the star or asterisk indicates that the delta is zero. So there are 35. and mirror symmetry takes place along the line r equals 10. And then on the left, the most left layer, this on top of the roof, will be just exceptional. So there are no mirror partners for the highest layer or the roof, the left roof, right roof. Thank you, right roof of the triangle. And this picture will come back a little later. And Nikulin showed that if RA delta is 10, 10, 0, so which is the Enriquez surface, then the fixed part of S is in an empty set. And if RA delta is 10, 8, 0, then its fixed part is the disjoint union of two elliptic curves, E1 and E2. And otherwise, the fixed part is composed into fixed disjoint union of fixed disjointed of a curve and lines, and where G is the curve of genus G, and LIs are rational lines, rational curves. And there is a relationship between RA and GK, and so R, and for example, R was defined as a rank of the fixed part of the Picard group, but now R can be computed by knowing the G and K. So by knowing the fixed part of S by sigma, you can count the number of lines, and also you can compute the genus of the curve CG. And then by knowing G and K, you can also compute R and A. So this is actually, in practice, this is quite easy to, it's one way of computing R and A. It's very, not very, but fairly easy. Rather than looking at divisor class, and the divisor class is very good when you give some closed formula for the number R and A, but in practice, just if you just want the numbers for R and A, then just looking at the fixed part would be very convenient. So now, what kind of K3 surfaces we are looking for are now the K3 surfaces. Our K3 surfaces should have four properties. So now, one property is that S is defined in the weighted projective space, free space, and actually S should be smooth. So to be more precise, S is a minimal resolution of some hyper-weighted hypersurface, defined, so S0 defined by a polynomial F, and so then, F0 has lots of singularities coming from the ambient space. And then S is a resolution of S0, and S is the K3 surface if, for example, the degree of F is equal to the sum of all weights. And here we have to assume a little bit on the position of S, because sometimes S is not in a general position, so we have to choose the right polynomial to show that to get this kind of a condition. But then there are 95 possible weights satisfying this condition, so there are 95 possible K3 surfaces weights and giving rise to K3 surfaces. So that's one tiny little thing we have to do that. And then the second one is a little bit more crucial, because this is related to the field of definition for S. And because we want to have S defined of a Q or of a number field, so then the singularity should be very nice. And one thing we can do that is by assuming S0 to be quasi-smooth. And quasi-smooth means that all the singularities of S0 is coming from the ambient space. So whenever S0 passes through the singularities of the ambient space, you get some singularities. And otherwise, S0 behaves like a smooth surface. And since the ambient space, weighted projective space, has only cyclic quotient singularities, then S0 also has only cyclic quotient singularities, which are very nice to solve. And then another thing is quite nice is that there exists an embedded resolution, which means that to resolve singularities of S0, and you can just look at the ambient space, weighted projective field space, and to resolve singularities of the weighted projective field space, you get a resolution. And you don't have to go through the full resolution, but you just stop in the middle of the, you don't have to resolve all the singularities of the ambient space, just in the, just a part of it, but then every singularity of the ambient space is defined over Z, over any field. So that means that resolution can be done, can be obtained by blowing up or toric resolution, which can be defined over any field, over Z. So that means that if S0 is defined over a field K, then S resolution is also defined over K. So that we usually choose K to be the rational number field or a finite field and whatever. And now the third property we want to pose is that S0 is of Del-Sal type. And Del-Sal type means that S, the polynomial F, is defined, consists of four monomials, like Fermat equations. So S is a quotient of, then F is a, becomes a quotient of a Fermat surface. And that means that lots of things are known, and we can do lots of calculations, a lot of getting numerical data. And as Noriko mentioned, that S is of CM type, because Fermat surface itself is a CM type. So then that gives you a modularity. I didn't write right here, but then that implies that the modularity of S and also the Calabi-Yau threefold. And because the zeta functions can be computed by using Jacobi sums and so on, and lots of numerical calculation data will be possible. That's why we just try to use Del-Sal equations to define S0. And the fourth property is of course, an S should have non-symplectic involution. That's and now we are very recent, actually last week or 2 weeks ago, we just found a preprint, a nice preprint by Bani Bosu, I don't really pronounce it, sorry about that, and Saki in the archive. And they also discussed some Del-Sal type equations, and they have a long list of nice and long list of tables of equations, and looking at Del-Sal equations, and also try to understand the mirror symmetry, comparing two different mirror symmetries. So it's a nice result, and that they. But so I just I want to quote to we because we don't have any list yet at the, for the whole Del-Sal, but they have a very nice paper on that. But our Del-Sal equations are slightly new, and also they some of the Del-Sal equations are not really listed in the paper, so it's maybe worth mentioning a little more here. Well, then going back to the original classical Bosu's paper, and he first defined first defined K3 surfaces, looked at K3 surfaces in weighted projective field space, and having the form x0 squared equals some f, a polynomial f of x1, x2, x3, with the obvious involution defined by sigma by sending x0 to minus of x0. And then there are 48 weights giving rise such equations. And when Bosu got these equations, and polynomial f were not necessarily of Del-Sal type, so then we have to go through one by one and to see if we can make them into the form of Del-Sal. So in all cases, we can find Del-Sal models, which means in all cases we can make the polynomial f into Del-Sal equations, like just by removing some terms, or maybe sometimes we have to. We didn't probably have to add any monomials, but we removed several monomials to make the polynomial into a Del-Sal form. And then this Nikulin triple R A delta is now determined by Q. So if Q is fixed, then the Nikulin's invariance will stay the same. And also, it's a tiny little remark, but R is now, we computed R in a very closed formula. So not just numerical, just calculated by manual calculations, but there is a closed formula. But anyhow, anyway, there are only 48 cases, so just we go manually, and there's no problem doing that. I mean, weight, yes, only in terms of weight. Now, what we have found is that now there are 36 more weights for which we can find quasi-smooth K3 of this cell type. And it's a, the equation is just slightly different from the previous one, Bosia's equation. But we just changed the left-hand side, x0 squared times xi. Xi is one of the variables, either x1, x2, or x2, x3. And the right-hand side is the same. And now we also have the involution sigma defined by sending x0 to minus x0. And by look, what we actually we have done here is that we only use the terms of the form 1, 2, 3, 4, either of these four forms, and then make them into their self equations, or using only these kind of four kinds of monomials, or maybe the sum of monomials, to see if the equation becomes their self or not. And also we have to know that if the equation defines a quasi-smooth ones, quasi-smooth surfaces or not. And then we found 36 more cases. That means that in total, 48 plus 36, so 86 weights now contain their cell type K3 surfaces. And there are totally 95 possible weights. So we just found 84 out of 95 weights containing K3 weight, their cell type. And now, remember that the Nicolin's triple, and there are actually 75 possible weights, possible triples. And then by calculating R and A, we got about 31. Because at this 31, then we haven't really paid much attention on delta. So now there could be two delta 01 might be realized, but we didn't compute delta very carefully. So at least 31 Nicolin triples are now realized, but at most 38. Just about half of them are realized by our equations and also previously found by Bosia. So these are the triples we have found. So all the triples can be realized by their cell equations are marked in red, and the bigger red means that our new ones, and coming from 36, because and then of course some of them overlap with the Bosia's equations. So those red dots triples can be realized by their cell equations, and then the mirror symmetry takes place along the line R equals 10. So most of them have mirror partners, but not all. And especially the bigger ones don't really have mirror partners, so there's actually no use of finding new ones. But it could be quite interesting to find some mirror partners in other ways. But there are a lot of red marked red ones having mirror partners, so we can do a lot of calculations and then compare some arithmetic on it. And then these are the weights, K3 weights in Bosia's list. And then, so first he listed these kind of equations. So then we try to remove several terms if necessary to make them this out. So those are some of the terms should be removed, but in many some of the cases we don't have to do anything. It's already Fermat or Delsalt, and then R and A were computed already by Bosia, and there are some mistakes on it, but anyhow, it's easy to compute RNA. So those are the equations listed already in Bossier's paper. Now, for example, and our new K3 weights, there are 36, 34 or 36 more, and the spot of, I'm showing the spot of it. And for example, if you take weight 3221, then the equation should look like this. And I just switched from the x0, x1, etc. to xyzw, but this is the equation we got. And by computing, by looking at the six part of S by sigma, we computed RNA for individual K3 surfaces. And Y sharp refers to the numbering of Yonemura's paper. And these are all Deltal type equations. So unfortunately, there are 11 cases we cannot handle in the same way. So these are the surfaces like this. And so, for example, there are too many monomials here, but no matter what monomials we remove, we're gonna make them quasi-smooth, that's our type. So, but if you know something, some way to make them Deltal, and please let us know, that would be nice. So, just quickly, just give one example how we got these numbers R and A. So, for example, just look at the surface S0 defined in the weighted projective tree space of type 7641, defined by this equation, x0 squared, x2 equals x1 cubed plus x1 times x2 cubed plus x3 to the 18. Now, first we look at the fixed part of S0 sigma, and then it consists of two components. One is the curve C defined by S0 equals 0, and which could be reduced to this curve, x1 cubed plus x1 times x2 cubed plus x3 to the 9th in the weighted projective 2 space of 3, 2, 1. And you can compute that it has genus 3, hence this means that the C equals C3 in our previous notation. And actually this curve C itself is of the Deltal type. So this curve is a CN type, CN curve. And then there is another component, and so which another fixed line called L. So L is defined by X3 being 0, and it's a rational curve. So there are two curves fixed by sigma on the surface S0. And then on top of these, we have singularities fixed by sigma. And there are three singularities on S0, and one is just 1000, and which is of type A6, and 0010 of type A3, and 01-1 10 of type A2.